Somebody who takes upon himself with a netter to bring yayin as an adabah to report on the mizbeach as nesachah, and he doesn't specify how much yayin he's going to bring, he has to bring at least 3 lugin of yayin. The reason being is that since when yayin is brought together with the mechat nesachah, the least amount of yayin that is used is revias a hin that is used when you bring a korban keves, and revias a hin is 3 lugin. So here also, even though you're being menad as a yayin without a mechat nesachah, you have to bring at least 3 lugin shemen. But yifchais melot, somebody who makes a netter that he's going to bring as an adabah shemen, and he doesn't specify how much shemen he will bring, he can't bring less than a log shemen. The reason being that since when somebody is menadev a mincha, he has to use at least a log of shemen together with hisaron of sola. So here also, even though he's bringing the shemen without a mincha, he has to bring at least a log shemen. Rebbe Omer Shlosha Lugin. Rebbe says when somebody is menadev shemen alone, he has to bring at least 3 lugin of shemen. If Rebbe doesn't want to learn out from minchas nedava how much shemen you should bring, instead he learns out from minchas nesachim. As when somebody brings a kebeth, he has to use a revias, a hin of shemen together with the mincha. And this is the least amount of shemen that is used with the minchas nesachim. So therefore, even though here he's bringing the shemen alone, he also has to bring at least 3 lugin. Pirashti ve'eni yodea ma pirashti. Yavi kiyom hamaruba. Somebody who was menadei shemen or yai, who made a netter to bring shemen or yai, and he specified how much he will bring, but when he wants to go bring the shemen or yai, he forgets how much he specified he would bring. In such a case, he has to bring the amount that is brought on the Yom HaMerubah, the day of the year in which the most shemen and yayin is brought with the Minchas Nesachim. And this is the Yontov Rishon Shel Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then 140 logan of shemen and yayin is used with the Minchas Nesachim of all the korbanos that are brought on that day. The tremendous amount of korbanos are brought on that day. As there are 2 tefillin that are brought every day, plus the 2 musafim of Shabbos, plus the 14 kvasim and shnei elim that is brought with the mitzvah of Sukkot. So with all these korbanos, a tremendous amount of mechon nesachim is brought altogether 140 logan of shemen or yain. Masechet Menachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, Hare Alai Ola Yavi Kevet. Somebody makes an edit to bring a korban ola without specifying what type of korban ola he'll bring. In such a case, he should bring a kevet, a lamb, and this is the least expensive animal that can be used as a korban ola. And since he didn't specify which type of animal he'll use, he can get away with just a kevet. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Otor O Ben Yonah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he can get away without bringing a behemoth at all. Instead, you can bring an oaf, a tor, or a ben yonah, as a person can bring an ola from a tor or a ben yonah. Now, the Tanakhama agrees that you can bring an ola from a tor or a ben yonah. But in the place where the Tanakhama lived, a person, when he brought an ola to oaf, did not call it an ola stam, he called it an ola sa'o. So here, where he said, Arela ola stam, he had in mind to bring a behemoth, so therefore, he cannot bring an oaf. While in the Makom where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived, an ola sa'o was also called an ola stam. So therefore, when he said, Arela ola without specifying, he also had in mind to bring an oaf, so therefore, he can get away with bringing a tor or a ben yonah as his korban ola. Pirashti min abakar, any idea ma pirashti. Yavi parveg. Somebody who makes an edit to bring a korban ola specifies exactly what type of animal he will bring as his korban ola. And he doesn't remember what exactly he specified, which animal he said he'll bring. The only thing he remembers is that the animal he said he will bring was min habakar from the cattle. Just he doesn't remember whether he specified a par, an ox, or an eagle, a calf. So in such a case, since he doesn't remember whether he specified an ox or a calf, he has to bring both an ox and a calf. He has to bring 2 korbanos. Now this mission is going according to Rebbe, who will have later on in this paragraph, who says somebody makes an edit to bring a korban katan cannot get away with bringing a korban gadol. So therefore, even though he's bringing a par, which is a korban gadol, he has to bring also an eagle. As maybe when he made the netter, he said he would bring as his korban an eagle, and by bringing a par, he is not yoti. So therefore, he has to bring both. Min ha behema ve'eni yodea ma pirashti. Yavi par ve'ego ayo gdi v'tlet. Somebody who makes an edit to bring a korban ola, and he specified which animal he will bring. He specified he would bring a behema, but he doesn't remember which type of behema he said he was going to bring. So now, since he doesn't remember, he has to bring all types of behemoths that could be used as a korban ola, an ox, and a calf, and a ram, and a kid and a lamb, all these animals could be used as a korban ola, and he has to cover all his bases as he doesn't remember which animal he said he would bring, so therefore he has to bring all of them. Pirashti veni yodam ma pirashti. Moisef alayim tor ubenyon. If when he made the netted to bring a korban ola, he specified what he would bring as a korban ola, and now he doesn't remember what he specified, and it could very well be that he specified that he would bring an oaf, not a behemoth. In such a case, in order to cover all his bases, he has to bring all the animals that we just mentioned, a par, ego, io, gdi, and tlan. On top of that, he also has to bring a tor and a ben yona. And since he does not recall whether he said he would bring a behemoth or an oaf, he has to bring all the behemoths plus a tor and a ben yona in order to cover all his bases.